The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
What is up? Welcome to the Monday morning recap. We are back at our regularly scheduled time, which is halfway through the afternoon, and it feels good. I'm tired of this morning. I'm tired of doing this show without drinking.
Put your fucking fist down.
Champions have their hand raised. I'm just getting in the moment, getting in the mood, getting in the mindset.
What are you championing?
Life.
You're champion of life?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure you can just look in the mirror and tell that you're not a champion.
It starts inside, Dan. Everything starts inside.
Well,
be the person inside you want to be outwardly towards the world.
Currently looks like you're still going through that training montage.
I am.
Yeah. You got the beanie. Mm-hmm. You're disheveled.
Yep. Every day.
I feel like you should be training more. Like the baby is training right now.
He's teething already.
Certainly right. Somewhere.
This baby's getting fucking swole.
We're meeting at the metaverse, right?
No, it's not a metaverse fight.
No, this is a real fucking fight to the death.
Yeah, there's blood and hair and teeth.
Well, best two out of three. One in the metaverse, one in real life, and one with weapons?
No, here's what it is. It's best two out of three. The first one's now. The second one, how old are you, Dan?
30.
The second one's in 30 years.
I'll be in incredible shape when I'm 60.
And then the third one is 30 years after that.
Okay.
So you fight him when he's zero and you're 30. Mm-hmm. Then you fight again when he's 30 and you're 60. And then the last one, if the Crohn's doesn't get you, you fight when you're 90 and he's 60.
Okay.
It's every 30
years. Well, I'm living to be 200 years old, so.
Why 30 years? Because that's where we're starting?
Yeah. With the 30-year age difference.
I think that's a bad methodology. Okay. I think it should go in half every time. So it should be 30 and then 45. The next one is 15 and 45. That's a much more fair fight than 30 and 60.
I just want to watch him be beaten to death as an old man.
Also, it's like a keeper's league. If he does enough damage to the kid early on, he's fighting a weaker opponent in the future.
Yeah.
Right?
Both ways, though. If the kid maims him now or gives him some sort of like kid aids, Dan is then compromise for the rest of the fights.
What kid aids?
What do you think
about
happens inside of babies?
Yeah, I don't think you understand how babies work, you stupid fuck.
He might give me like a whooping cough, right?
Jaundice?
That does go around every now and again.
You could get some whooping cough. He's got sharp fingernails. He might get sliced on the eye.
He's also super limber. Like babies' joints move in all kinds of different directions.
It's very soft.
You pulled up that video of your child training earlier, and he's on his back working his guard right now. So then you might in trouble.
I think you need to get your baby those Sean T workout videos, Beachbody.
Right? Okay.
Because he's at least got to tighten his core up before it.
Now, does the soft head actually help when you're taking punches?
Absorbs the blow.
Yeah. No, because it's your brain, fuck face, that's absorbing the blow.
Does the baby get to wear a helmet?
Does he have a brain yet?
He does. The brain did develop.
Okay.
Yeah. That happened at some point in the womb, I assume.
Okay, so I'm on the assumption when you punch it, you would create more folds in the brain, therefore making you smarter.
Yeah, are you making my baby smarter by punching it in the top of the skull?
Right. Are you familiar with chronic traumatic encephalopathy? It's also known as CTE, right? And no, it's not good.
Okay.
Lots of holes in your brain.
So like, I don't know.
No.
There was
when I was two, I fell out of a window in a... You know, I'm perfectly fine now.
No, and no. No to all that.
Moral of the story is no.
Yeah, there was a lady who, just some fucking psycho, and these people picked the wrong babysitter because she, like, shook the shit out of this baby, like, 25 years ago.
Well, you always shake the baby.
Well, she overshook it. There's a limit.
Right. I put instead of shaking it and causing damage, I put it on a Lazy Susan and just spin that motherfucker because there's no actual injury that happens there, but the baby's still disoriented.
Yeah. And if it's too busy barfing, it can't cry.
I would disagree
with
that.
It's like a homemade Gravitron.
Yeah.
From the carnival.
Yeah. And if you spin it fast enough, the baby will just stick to the side of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
I love that. That was so much fun. And then you slide up and slide back down. You try to fight against it.
Just, he starts to Spider-Man.
Well, the baby doesn't have the upper body strength or lower body or middle body. It doesn't have any strength to do any of the stuff you're talking about.
You may say it's his weakness, but knowing that that's his weakness, is it strength?
No, 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 that's stupid.
Speaking of stupid babies, there was a Jake Paul fight.
I like that segue. That was a great
segue. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Problem child.
Yeah, the problem child. There was a Jake Paul fight this weekend.
Jake Paul looks good for a kid that's fought five times.
Yeah.
He looks way ahead of schedule for somebody with his experience.
Well, he's nothing else to do all day.
Yeah, he's true.
He's rich.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I mean, he's definitely got a lot of skill when it comes to boxing. And everybody, there's like a bunch of different camps out there. There's this element that thinks that it was all staged because Woodley dropped his hand. You're right and you're wrong at the same time. You're right to be distrustful of Jake Paul's capabilities because of that happening and that being the way the knockout happened, but not because it was staged, because Tyron Woodley doesn't know how to fucking box.
Right.
Any rookie, like Jake Paul, never would have made that mistake. Even with the short amount of experience that he has right now.
Yeah.
Right? That's a rookie fucking mistake, and you don't do that.
Which is why he probably hasn't fought a boxer yet.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to knock a boxer. I mean, well, he didn't even knock Woodley out the first time. That was his only non-KO decision was Woodley won.
Yeah. Yeah,
but he
vicious.
Did knock Woodley the F out this time.
It looked pretty bad.
And it was pretty sad.
It wasn't like Askren where I was like, what? Like, that seems
Yeah, that was early. Might have been an early stoppage. This was full board.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Full plank.
It seemed like product placement by Dude Wipes.
That's not a bad take,
to be honest. I will say that Woodley saw that one coming all the way in, and it is very rare with gloves that large for somebody to get knocked out by a shot they see coming.
So
it's really rare.
One thing I have to say about that, and especially when you see the shot coming, and most of Woodley's losses out of the UFC, this last four-life skid, was getting finished and knocked out.
Yeah.
Your brain shuts off easier than it used to. And especially when it sees it's coming, it's like, oh, there it is, shutting off.
Bye.
It reminded me a lot of the shot that Michael B. Jordan took during Creed.
Yeah.
Yes.
He actually took. Yeah. He's like, knock me out for real, but for the movie. Very similar.
And that's the scene they use in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't really fake the real thing.
What if they didn't make that? Like, what if that was left on the cutting room floor? It's like, and I got knocked out for nothing. It's like the fake shot actually looked better.
There's just an extra in the background on the phone ruining the shot.
Oh, that's so great. Or the coffee cups there.
Yeah.
Either way, well, it was a Starbucks cup in Game of Thrones, right?
It was two of them.
The point of all this is you are right to be highly suspect of Jake Paul's boxing abilities. But you're not right to suggest that there was some kind of scandal involved. No, Tyron Woodley just sucks at boxing. And it's not even that he sucks at boxing. It's that all of his training for fucking 25 years probably now is one thing. And that does include boxing. But if you're in a boxing match, and it's the reason Canelo and some of these other guys in the lower weight classes get so many fucking liver knockouts is because they throw that same punch. It's a hook, right? That can go either to the body or the head, regardless. From the starting position. You don't know which way it's going, and if the guy faints one way or the other, you fucking go the other way. Paul had been working his body the whole time, and Woodley was afraid of getting hit there again.
Yeah.
So he fucking went down. That's it. But that's a rookie mistake. You take the fucking pain. A professional boxer, somebody that knew about boxing, would know that you can't just check that hook from him with a glancing blow. You can just throw your hand up like an MMA guy, whatever, reach out and pop it like that. It doesn't work, right?
Other than the knockout, though, pretty terrible fight.
It was gross. Yeah.
Very ugly boxing. A lot of ones and twos. No 3-4 combinations. No, just like the both of them look bad. And I think that's the biggest takeaway is like it felt more like the Aaron Carter fight.
It looked like an amateur boxing match. Yeah.
But like not in a good way. Because there was an amateur boxing match before this that was incredible. And that was Frank Gore and Darren Williams.
That was a good fight.
That
was
fantastic.
What I didn't expect. And you forget the difference between football players and basketball players height-wise.
Yeah.
Darren Williams, who I've met a million times because he used to record his podcast with at our studio in Salt Lake City. He's like 6'4", right?
Yeah.
And Frank Gore is not. He was probably 5'11 at some point. He's probably more like 5'9 and a half now.
Yeah, his spine's been just compacted.
Yeah, seeing
over
him
and over
stand beside Lisa Ann, because I think they had to put out like 15 videos coming up before this fight, he's not a very large man.
Well, he's a large man, just not a tall man.
It's a running back.
But yeah, I was surprised to see Darren Williams throw him
through the ropes.
Like, what the fuck was that shit?
I'm just worried about why Darren Williams needs to box. Like, Frank Gore, I feel like, likes the contact and the punishment. Like, he's just, that's his life.
He said he's never doing it again.
But I think he's just bored. He was just bored.
He owns a gym, too. Yeah.
Who, Darren Williams?
Yeah.
I feel like every athlete thinks they can box.
Is that the new thing? It's not like they try to rap or act anymore. It's box.
It's exactly the same. It's been that. That's
I forget
what it was.
There was a UFC card also at the same time, but one of the fighters, his camp and his like coaches weren't there because they were coaching Darren Williams.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what's crazy is like it's so disproportionate. I brought this up in one of the other morning recaps, is we're willing to watch anyone box who's not a boxer, which is crazy because it's brought so much attention to the sport. It's brought so much more money to the sport. But now it's like no one's going to go watch like Golden Boy, Golden Gloves boxing. Like, no one's getting into boxing now. There's
an entire thing called Rough and Rowdy where it's just people that – like hill people they find from West Virginia.
Rough and Rowdy is bum fights with a bow on it.
Right, but like you, like these things don't weave synergistically together. Like you don't go from like – ex-NFL players fighting boxers on a Jake Paul card to...
I think they should do them theme-based. I think, like, the TikToker versus YouTuber thing was interesting. I think they should do, like, one sport versus another
NBA
sport.
Versus NFL.
That's not a terrible idea.
All these dudes are Darren Williams, good friends with Sean O'Connell, who's a Bellator guy. He won that Grand Prix a couple years ago. The podcast they did together, they recorded at our studio in Salt Lake City.
Right.
They're just friends. Like, it's cool to have a friend that's a goddamn MMA dude, right? So all these professional athletes are getting into it. You could see it. It's not
even... They also like fighting. Fighting is fun.
Yeah.
And they like to feel like...
competing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And it's a huge testosterone boost.
I suppose it's like when you're too washed to be in the NBA anymore or whatever, but you still want to like fucking compete on a big stage. Mm.
Right.
Yeah. Why not go box?
Yeah. Right? Love it. Yeah. You make a bunch of money doing it.
Yeah.
Which is the ridiculous part about it all.
It really just, by the way, the reason people are into all this shit is not because any reason other than, like, boxing doesn't have personality. So this is like, you want to see Jake Paul get knocked out. You want to watch the freak show that is like, what, Deron Williams and Frank fucking Gore are going to fight? It's the personalities. It's the names. There's no names in boxing.
Besides Canelo and the super talented, I mean, we are watching some of the best boxing that's ever
happened. Yeah, but nobody knows who they are.
Right.
Like, other than Canelo. There's not a big
one. I feel like Tyson Fury is a generational talent as well in the heavyweight division.
Yeah. But, like, who's he going to fight now?
It's not a problem that they don't have, like, yeah, there's, like, there are names. And this comes from someone who is, like, the most casual viewer possible.
Right.
There are big names who are, like, the top guys, but there's no one to fight them. There's no names to be like, oh, right. X is fighting
Canelo, Y. Canelo's just racking up names and nobody knows who
it was like that with Tyson in the fucking late 80s, early 90s, though, until Buster Douglas fucking knocked his ass out.
What about was Holyfield the same time? Or
His peak was later than that.
Okay, but they did fight.
People knew who he was, but his peak was way later than that.
Okay.
You're right, and that's what the UFC has over boxing, is you can watch people on their way to the title. They'll, like, shape a superstar. You'll get someone's name and be able to stay with them for some time.
Because you're allowed to lose in UFC.
And that's what I was getting to, yes. You're allowed
if
to lose.
If you lose in boxing, you're done. It doesn't make any sense.
And too many organizations, too much, like, padding of the record.
Too many belts.
People safe. Yeah, too many belts. Too many
weight
classes.
Nobody can keep track. It's just, they need to uniform everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
But that'll never happen. We all know that's like boxing's curse is like that's not going to happen. Well, no, it's hard enough to get uniformed title fights.
You can't do it. Like you can't force them to unify. You just have to be the best at it. It's like WWE did it for a while. Remember WCW on TNT? And then they just like took all of their talent away. Mm-hmm. And then that was the end of it. And then I guess after a certain amount of time, you're going to get some upstarts like all these other fucking stupid organizations now, but it's still like you can get rid of some of these organizations maybe but you have to popularize the sport amongst the younger generation, like boxing on TikTok and shit like that has got to become a thing. Otherwise It's probably just going to go away.
What's crazy, I see combat sports lending itself to that, to like short form entertainment, like watching training videos, watching knockouts, watching like breakdown instructionals of one position. Like they all kind of fit that like short form content mold and where you can keep yourself on it for a long period of time. I think there's been a resistance to it because like fight, especially combat athletes, don't want to lean into like the vanity side of that as much. I think that's what people are giving Jake Paul trouble with too, as well, is the whole vanity of it. Jake Paul also said that he's going to go train MMA and fight MMA, and there's no reason that he can't beat high-level MMA guys in MMA since he's able to do it in boxing, which is kind of a loaded statement because he hasn't beaten high-level boxers in boxing yet, and thinking he can come over to MMA and beat Tyron Woodley in MMA or Ben Askren in MMA is absolutely ridiculous.
He's only beaten one guy who knows how to punch at all.
Yes. What also said, he said he was going to go train with AKA with Team Habib. Like if you bring those kind of cameras around the Russians, like they don't do that stuff. Like they don't do it at all.
I was going to say there's a lot of fight leagues, boxing and MMA and stuff that almost have like a hockey problem where it's just like stoic Russians everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
but
the
at the same time,
guy?
Habib's actually been really good post-fight career because A, he's an incredible coach. B, he's got his own promotion going right now with Eagle FC,
yep,
which he just signed Kevin Lee to at 165. And he knows how to play the game. He's a smart businessman. He might be able to, like, it might be a good thing. Him and Jake Paul might be able to balance each other out.
Maybe in some way if he has a conversation with him and Jake has, like, a respectful conversation with him behind doors. Like, but he hates the trash talk. You know, there's nothing more than Khabib hates than trash talk.
No, he likes the trash talk when he's actually fighting.
In the fight, yes. But before that, not so much. Also, Eagle FC coming to the U.S. They said they're open to bring the promotion.
That's also how
to
he
US.
Learned to speak English, was trash talk
in the gym.
You are pussy boy.
I think that...
You have woman's genitals.
Exchange between him and Connor leading up to that and all of the anti-Islamic
he's just
stuff.
Like,
well,
it
it's funny you say that because Justin Gaethje said that he would start throwing fucking dollies around if Connor gets a title shot.
Yeah, that should definitely never happen. Connor needs to fight Nate Diaz, and he needs to beat Nate Diaz. So, like, okay, speeding up to what I was going to talk about, is Nate Diaz being held hostage by the UFC? He has one fight left on his contract, and he is at all of these Jake Paul events. Nate Diaz is a huge name. He wants to leave the UFC and go make $5 million fighting Jake Paul.
Sure, that's fine.
The UFC does not want that at all.
Why?
Dana doesn't.
They're going to let him go. He's going to fight Dustin.
He needs
Dustin.
To leave on a loss.
And he's going to fight Dustin. He's going to get KO'd.
I don't think they want him to fight Dustin. I think they have too much. Dustin is in the mix.
I think there's too much of a chance that he could beat Dustin. I don't think they'll do that.
Poirier doesn't want to fight at 155 anymore. He's going up to 170. He's going to fight Nate. He's going to get an easy win.
They want to put, if he's going to go to 170, they're going to want to put him on a track to possibly get to a title shot. Nate is not in that conversation right now. Nate is literally the epitome of the prize fighting.
Leon Edwards is going to get a title shot based off his last fight of beating Nate Diaz.
And he had to fight Nate Diaz there because all his other fights kept getting canceled, and he was the only person up for him, and Leon Edwards was a big enough name. And honestly, I think the organization was hoping that Leon was going to lose.
Yeah. But that wasn't the case because
he's a very good fighter.
Nate is a stepping stone at this point, and you just use his name as cachet.
So he's like Cowboy Cerrone almost.
Yeah.
Way bigger because he's still a huge draw. He's still a main event draw. He's the only person, I think he was third on that card to fight for five rounds. It was a sixth round.
So, wait, you're like not a man until you swipe your Nate card. Like you just have to kill Nate Diaz.
It's just a name.
People just still love him from like the heyday of UFC in a way. Like he established his name at a certain point in time and was a fan favorite and like people got behind him and it's carried on till now.
Well, I think people one of the big reservations people have about even buying the pay-per-view, much less being a fan of the sport, is the turnover. That's one of them, and you can't really do much about that because people win and lose fights. This is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is even the best fighters, other than the very best ever, have good fights and bad fights, and Nate just doesn't have bad fights. When I say a bad fight, I don't mean he doesn't make mistakes. I mean every fucking one of them is entertaining.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree with that, yeah. Which gives him a lot of value to the UFC. Yeah.
In John Jones' case, most of his fights are not entertaining. He just never loses any of them.
Right.
Right? So you could do it both ways, but I think Nate's way, you could do it, continue losing and still make money.
And Nate's he's not going to have the trilogy with Conor until it's after the UFC. I think they're going to do that on their own.
Oh, they would be crazy to do that shit with UFC. UFC. Yeah, they should do that on their own.
They'll do it on their own. They'll make all their money.
Yeah, that's a $500 million fucking pay-per-view.
And
right
I think
there.
Both of them are still under contract with the UFC. Dana will light that money on fire. He would be like, it won't happen. Like, cool. Won't happen. Light it on fire. Move next. We'll build some other star. We'll build Patty the Batty. We'll build someone up to make
Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor with the UFC, you're insane.
He's
going to have one more fight.
Yes.
He's going to move on.
Yes.
He's going to make a ton of money in like Bellator.
He could make a ton of more bets, but he won't go there. He'll do some one-off promotions. Like, that's all he's going to do is these crazy carny fights like on Triller. Yeah. And he's going to make millions of dollars doing it, and it's fine. But the UFC is not going to set him up to be super successful without them or outside of them.
Him and Conor could fight in 10 years. It doesn't matter. They're still going to make all the money.
You can't tell me right now that a fight between Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor in 10 years from now would do as well as it would do right now.
Right, but it's the same as Pacquiao and Mayweather. It was 10 years too late, but everyone still watched it.
They were both still active in the sport. That's way different. Neither in 10 years, Diaz nor Conor could be active at a high level in the sport of MMA. Just not happening.
We just don't care about Mike Tyson fight.
Like, people we're talking about
boxing versus mixed martial arts. It is impossible to see either one of those two in 10
Tito
years.
Tito Ortiz just fucking fought Anderson Silva.
In a boxing match.
Yeah. Quit mixing the sports.
You're in too deep, bro. There's very few high-level fighters who can continue to go into their 40s and fight mixed martial arts.
They'll fight in a boxing match. It doesn't matter. People will still pay for it, or they'll just fight an independent MMA thing.
And their cachet won't stay as high in a decade.
The average idiot like me doesn't care. They're just like, let's watch this old Irish guy fight this old fucking Latino guy.
They're not going to be able to hold out fucking Nate Diaz for 10 years. He can easily file a lawsuit against the UFC for stopping him from fucking making money. Easily.
When was George St. Pierre's last fight?
I don't know.
Let's look that up because I feel like that's a good example of how long they're willing to hold someone because he's still under contract with them as well. Bring that down. Last fight against Michael Bisping was in 2017.
That's fine.
So we're only 4 years out.
Has he been involved in negotiations for new fights?
Yes. They won't let him fight Canelo.
No. I mean, inside the UFC. How many more fights does he have with the UFC?
If he still has fights.
And we're talking about a guy with one fight remaining,
yes.
Right? Nate Diaz.
Yes.
So the point is that if Dana were to do what you say and not set him up for success, but the inverse of that is intentionally sabotage his career, he only has one fight. He's got to let him fight sometime. So he's going to get that one fight and fucking leave. There's nothing the UFC
He's
going to
fight in
that.
January. He's going to fight Dustin.
Yeah, and if the UFC says you can't, we're not going to schedule these fights, or he can demonstrate that the UFC is intentionally not scheduling fights for him, he can sue them for loss of wages like in a second.
Maybe.
And Las Vegas is the best state in the entire country to do that shit.
Well, you have to find precedent, though. How long has Nate
had... You don't
have
to find precedent.
So, I mean, the argument would be how long has it been... Like, so there's a three-year gap in his fight between 16 and 19...
GSP is also like a massively huge company man. Like, he's ride or die with the UFC. Nate Diaz doesn't give a shit. He'll sue them until they let him go.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he knows what attorneys are, except for the ones that are public defenders that have gotten him out of all those weed charges. To be honest. He is from Stockton, after all. No, Nate's actually
that would be
smart.
A great
he's got to
way-
have a guy.
No, Nate's a super smart dude. He's got a great team. That's how he stays out of fucking trouble.
I just think the UFC doesn't want him to ride out of the UFC with his one fight left on a huge bump because it's going to make him look bad.
It'll make the UFC look bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll either put him in some super shitty fight or put him in one that they think he's going to get beat up. But it is Nate fucking Diaz. It doesn't matter if he's on 10 days notice or not. He still has, if whatever the puncher's chances in MMA, he's got that in any fight he goes into because he's a fucking lunatic.
He's a zombie.
And it's hard to knock him out.
Yeah.
Also, he's been talking a lot of smack to AJ McKee.
Sure. So he's setting up Bellator, his post-fight career.
I mean.
But is he going to drop down to 145?
I mean, that's what they were talking about. No, that was one that could is physically impossible. But they've been talking smack back and forth. Apparently, they hate each other so much.
Meet at 155?
Like, yeah, maybe. They hate each other so much that they'll do it just anywhere they see each other.
Just meet in the parking lot.
That's what they said. They said, whenever I see you, I meet you in the parking lot.
Connor's another story, though, to make that fight happen. I think he's got two fights left. And he still, I don't know if he still thinks he can get a belt somewhere, but he probably does.
Anytime somebody fights, he just throws his name into the ring. It's just like, he's just an attention whore.
Yeah.
Kind of tired of talking about him.
I'm tired of hearing
him. You know who we should be talking about? Derek Lewis.
Yeah. Have you made the complete turn? Are you on the right side of history now?
180. I am all the way around. I am on my man, Derek Lewis. Over under inside trip. Like, who is this man?
Okay.
He's looking lean. Derek Lewis doesn't have the belly. And those hands are fast.
When Derek Lewis has you in trouble, there's no scarier man in the UFC. Because he's a shark that smells blood in the water.
There's no scarier man on earth.
No.
No. No, like Francis is supposed to be OJ. Like the knockout king. Maybe.
Ngannou doesn't have that killer instinct. He just doesn't have it. You could see it in his fucking eyes. If he had the killer instinct like we're talking about, like Mike Tyson had back in the day, and some of these other guys that are fucking, they go after the knockout even if it's not the right thing to do. You know what I mean?
He is terrifying.
If he is, because he's a fucking monster, but he doesn't have it in here, in my opinion. Otherwise, he wouldn't be fucking bickering over some money. He would be like, all right, fuck it. I'm 33 years old. I'm going to fight some more, be the world champion, and go sign some endorsement deals. That he doesn't understand how much money he can make just by existing. It's all about the brand for him. And that's what was the killer for Conor's career. Conor went from fucking knockout king to brand whore. And we all saw the results of that shit. Getting his ass kicked every time he fucking goes out there.
Yeah. Weak. You know who's not? It's Derek Lewis.
No, Derek Lewis is a fucking, he's a sniper. He's looking for a kill every single time.
His post-fight interview was so amazing. They asked him why he did it or how he felt about it. And he said he did it for Rodney King. Because when else do you get to go out there and hit a cop? And then he shakes your hand afterwards.
We were talking about this offline, but we were saying Derek Lewis should only fight first responders.
Yeah.
So line up Stipe next.
Yeah, get Stipe next and then find a nurse somewhere. I just let him wail on him. I guess. I don't know.
Speaking of that, we were workshopping characters for Giorgio to be when he fights Dakota. Speaking of fighting first responders.
The green bastard from Trailer Park Boys is a good idea.
We wanted him to be an Afghan from the village Dakota had his gunfight in where he was awarded the Medal of Honor.
He can blow sand into his face.
Yeah.
It's Always Sunny thing, right?
They
call him the Talibum.
Or the Tajiri from wrestling where he just lit the green mist. Yeah.
We had this idea. This is off topic. We had, it's my idea. I don't want to blame this on anybody. Jack Mandeville was over at my place shooting some videos yesterday. And my idea, you remember who Bo Bergdahl is, right?
Yeah.
Fuck are you doing?
Drugs.
That's fine. Bo Bergdahl, we wanted to write a sketch where he intentionally got kidnapped by the Taliban because he heard about Man Love Thursday. Man Love Thursday, if you don't know, is where dudes fuck each other on Thursdays or whatever.
Okay.
I'll accept that.
So it's like, hey, Mr. Taliban, is it Thursday? Like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like, he keeps trying to join their clique.
I'm sorry, is that a thing in the Taliban?
What do you mean? Oh, no. It's in Afghanistan, generally speaking.
Okay.
The Taliban certainly does.
So, like, Thursdays, the Quran doesn't count?
Thursday's the day where you fucking have sex with little orphan boys, basically.
No, it's like the Purge.
Well, it's less of a purge and more about raping children. Okay. Yeah.
It brings new meaning to TGIF in that country.
Look, gotta protect your digital butthole.
You gotta protect your butthole in a hotel too. Or at least that's what Chael Sonnen said when he was banging on a door.
So do you have like actual intel on this? Because I've only seen he's been charged with 5 misdemeanors of assault.
And by actual intel, I mean I read articles this morning and took notes on them. He was banging on a hotel door from another guest. I don't know why. People passed him in the hallway, a female and a male. I guess that caused or started an altercation. Maybe it was a group of people and why there were so many accounts of battery.
He just unloaded on an entire group of people.
He beat up 5 dudes.
It's very plausible, to be honest. The woman started screaming. Police were called. I don't believe there was any kind of no injuries happened, and there weren't any resisting arrest charges whatsoever. So I think it was very peaceful once the other cops got there, and then was later released that night without any charges. But then John Jones took to Twitter. So our favorite man, Mr. Bones, was like, "Hey, Shale. If I was a small man like you, I wouldn't talk about someone and kick a man when he's down as soon as it happens before
anything." He also threw out, I think, false allegations of Chael hitting a woman.
Right, domestic assault. Yeah.
Look, John Jones, come on, bro.
And apparently John Jones did get those charges against him were dropped from a plea deal as well.
Which charges? The domestic shit?
Yes, from Las Vegas. Mm. Yes, from a few months ago.
Yeah, well,
I think that same thing happened to Ozuna.
A lot of smoke there.
Were, yeah, things
it's not,
were...
Not it's, John it's Jones' not, first allegations.
Yeah.
It's like a pre-trial fucking diversion or whatever right. the fuck they call it.
They don't want to waste money on it, but like...
Tulsa's up 2010 on Old Dominion right now.
Okay.
All right. What's your under?
Yeah, under. I teased up to under 60.5, and I had Old Dominion plus 14.5. Though.
It's like a third of the way through the fourth quarter.
But Old Dominion's going to cover right the 14.
Dude, yeah, Tulsa. Well, what if that's how you lose? Because Tulsa always covers. But this isn't how they cover usually.
No,
they cover as a dog.
They usually play one score games.
Yeah, but they cover as a dog. That's why they always cover.
Right. Shouts to Myrtle Beach.
What else is going on?
I was going to say, well, for one thing, actually, the Buccaneers got some brutal news. Godwin out for the year with an ACL tear.
Yeah, that sucks.
First time the Buccaneers were Tom Brady's been shut out at home, I believe.
Dude.
It's the first time he's been shut out in 15 years.
Yeah. So I said this on a show like 2 weeks ago. I think it was the NFL show, maybe last week, actually.
He also ran by the Saints sideline and told them to go fuck themselves, which is pretty funny.
Yeah. Anyways, I think he told, did he tell Peyton that? Yeah. Honestly, Peyton deserves to hear that after having Kevin James play him.
Yeah, he should have set himself on fire like a South Vietnamese Buddhist protest. That's what I would do. If like, hey, we got a guy to play. I'm like, oh, who is it, motherfucker? Is it you got to think Babe Ruth was pretty upset when John Goodman had to lose 40 pounds to play him at a fucking movie. Jesus Christ. Anyways, what were you saying?
But yeah, I mean that the Bucks looked like shit. And like honestly, I was gonna say is against the Bills, I was like, God, I've never seen a quarterback as precise as Tom Brady was in that first half. And then he couldn't do fucking shit against the Saints defense.
I think he's got the yips against the Saints.
It's
maybe he seems to be like if Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears, it seems like the Saints might own Tom Brady, which is saying something, right?
Because
it's the best quarterback ever.
Yeah. But he had the same thing, or I don't think it's maybe a Belichick thing anymore. Maybe it's a Brady thing because the Dolphins would do that in the AFC.
Well, maybe he just loses to shitty teams. Although this time, you can't really blame all of this on Brady.
No.
His top three receivers are gone.
Yeah.
Right? The fuck? He's a quarterback.
Saints so now he just had Patriots-level receivers again, essentially.
It was the 2018 season all over again.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Where they – it was the – well, actually, that was that 19 or 20? That was 19, right? Where their defense only gave up like 14 points a game.
Yeah. Whatever the last Super Bowl they won was against the Rams. Yeah. Like when Julian Edelman is your best target, like fucking shit. I mean, I like Edelman.
I like Edelman too, but he's 5'10". You know what I mean? Like to be honest, a credit for Edelman for having a really good career being that height and not just becoming a defensive back in college. Because that's usually what happens. You come out of high school and you're too short to play a receiver and you end up being a defensive back. He did pretty well for a short guy.
Between that game against the Saints and Godwin out, like, what do you – how badly does that affect the Bucs moving forward?
I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, as long as Evans is good to go?
Yeah, because Evans was out fucking all year last year.
Yeah.
If Evans is good and Godwin's out and AB comes back, it's fine.
Okay.
I don't think that's that big of a
deal. AB has a new vax card.
Did he get vax or is he going to obey the rules now? I don't think he got a shot, right?
It wouldn't surprise me if Arians made him go get the shot. That feels like an Arians move to just be like, go to fucking Walgreens right now, goddammit.
Yeah.
Tired of this shit. Also, in NFL news,
John Harbaugh going for two.
Again.
Boy, that's
another 2-point conversion.
To be
loss.
Honest, I've done some of the math on that, and he made the right decision on going for two. The play call was fucking stupid.
Rolling out Huntley, right. Yeah.
Yeah, like you have four or three receivers and a tight end on the field and a tailback. And no tailback. So you had four receivers and a tight end, and you run the play to the right side with the entire offensive line moving that way. It wasn't a stunt or a fucking reverse or anything, which means you only have one receiver in play now.
To be fair.
And the entire defense between the hash and the fucking sideline.
I don't know who the receiver was in the back running through. He was wide open, though.
But he was, but you can't see him fucking until it's too late. They were going to fucking clobber that dude.
Yeah, and he was just kind of keyed in on fucking Andrews.
I like Andrews.
The whole world knew Andrews.
Yeah, yeah, of course he was. But they should have gone Andrews over the middle. Like, he's a fucking brute of a man, and he's tall. Let him jump and catch
Ron ball. Huntley.
Yeah, or something. Either way, they kick and tie it, right? And then go to overtime.
Which is a coin flip, probably.
It's not only is it a coin flip, but I'm pretty sure the other team had the coin flip, and the team that's selecting gets it right more often than not. It's like 60%.
Right.
Tails never fails.
And that means then you just give Aaron Rodgers the ball.
Like, it's over, yeah.
That game's over. So you may as well take a fucking shot. I didn't have a problem with that. He got a lot of heat for that. Who's that that dipshit on that's on GetUp? Not Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark went off on him. Ryan Clark's an idiot. Rex Ryan?
Yeah.
Or which one? Rex, the one down there?
Yeah.
And his brother's still coaching?
Yeah.
I don't know if Rob's still coaching.
Actually, I don't know either. But Rob is the one with the flowing.
Yeah. Rex said he was basically what I was thinking too, which is that probably the better call, because if you go up against Aaron Rodgers in overtime, you're fucked.
Right.
I mean, you can see that data anywhere you want. But that play call, man, that was dumb.
Yeah. Your 2-point conversion success percentage lowers if you call a shitty play, essentially. Yeah. But, dude, actually, we were talking about this the other day, I think watching college football or whatever. I forget what game it was, but, man, it's almost like the pendulum is, like, swung too far the other way, where now people don't value taking the points enough.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, sometimes, I think it was, well, fuck, dude, I was going to talk about the Chiefs, but in that Chiefs-Chargers game, that game's different if motherfuckers take points.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was the Chargers couldn't score. I think they were inside the 5-3 times and came away with 0 points.
Yeah.
But, guys, a touchdown beats 2 extra points.
2 field goals.
2 field goals, yeah.
My.
Sorry.
Giorgio talking about a lot of other sports is me talking about MMA. Like, he had a punch that was good. It's a good puncher.
I mean, to be honest, the Chiefs didn't look all. Their defense looked pretty good, despite the amount of points they were giving up. But their defense looked promising.
They feel like they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
I don't know why, honestly. I don't understand why. Everybody's all over fucking Patrick Mahomes' dick again. He didn't do shit in this game. His numbers look good, but that fucking play to win the game. 100% Travis Kelce.
Well, Kelce
0%
Patrick Mahomes. Dog shit defense.
Yeah, that's true. Their secondary.
I just don't know why you keep throwing a linebacker on Travis Kelce.
No, you can't. I'm thinking of maybe Ray Lewis you throw on him, right?
But right.
I mean, what linebacker?
Micah Parsons.
Yeah, Micah Parsons.
I mean, even a safety's not going to, like, it's, I don't know who you put on Travis
Kelce. It would
Kelce.
Have to be a fucking free safety. It couldn't be a strong safety.
Right.
Like, he's too fucking fast for a strong safety.
I mean, maybe if you get, like, an Ed Reed type of motherfucker on him, but, like, that.
I mean, Ed Reed is going to mug him the whole time and hope for the best. But Kelsey's strong as shit too. It's not like he's a fucking just happens to be fat. Like that kid from Atlanta, he's fast. He's not strong yet. He may get there in a couple years, but he's still got a pretty narrow body to play that position.
Who, Pitts or Pittman?
Yeah,
wasn't
Pittman.
Pittman.
Pitts.
Yeah.
Or Kyle Pitts. Pitts?
It was Kit. Pitts, yeah.
Yeah, Pitts, Kyle Pitts. Yeah. The Florida dude.
But that play, and then there was a couple other ones that really added to the excitement of the game and his stat line. That were 100% the receiver and not him.
Was that catch Tyreek Hill made that was pure, it was miraculous.
And I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes isn't fucking really good, but I don't think this is an indication that they're like back on the right track with him, for example. And I think the same thing could be said of Dak. Dak Prescott looks like shit right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why it is. It's maybe he can only, maybe he's a stat guy. Maybe he's Russell Westbrook and he can only do it when it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because now that their defense has finally gotten to what we thought it was going to be the last 2 years, they are fucking wrecking people. They've got 18 takeaways this year.
Who, the Chiefs or the Cowboys?
The Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
Like the Cowboys defense is lighting people the fuck up. And all of a sudden Dak can't do shit. He's afraid to run the ball now. Like he's got the defenses know it too. They're not putting 7 dudes up in the box. If it weren't for Tony Pollard, this team would suck.
Yeah,
to be honest, because they would just fucking blitz every single time. And CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper are going to be able to bail you out quite a bit, but not forever.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of picks in that scenario, too.
I'll just say it, though. The NFC's lucky Lions aren't making the playoffs. Don't let that team get hot right now.
Man, how about fucking Kyler Murray evaporating against the Lions?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
It's not.
Is it like, was it the cold weather? What was it?
Oh, they play indoors.
So, right. I mean, like, on the way to the...
Yeah, he was just like, ugh. Like, he walking into the stadium, he's like, ah, God, that's fucking terrible.
He saw the weather report and a guy and it fucked with him.
Just going to the city of Detroit in general probably fucks with you.
Maybe,
Are the Arizona Cardinals, just to keep on a Kyler Murray theme, are they kind of like Oklahoma? where they like they rack up the wins, but then they get up again. Not that the Lions are great, but like once they get into the playoffs, someone's gonna fuck them up.
The Lions are Kansas State.
I think that's I think that's part of it, and the other part of it is they don't have a team captain, right? They don't have a veteran on the offense who runs the show there. It's Kyler Murray, and when you, that's when you see team great teams, not great but really good teams, they could be great. Lose shitty games like this, especially on the road, that is a lack of leadership and a lack of focus all of the time, every single time, especially if it's 30-12.
Right.
If it was like, if it was like 28-24 and it was some weird shit or a backdoor situation or whatever the fuck, that's like, oh, fuck, well, we should have paid our stuff happens sometime, any given Sunday, right? If you get beat by fucking 18 points by the Lions in any game over the last 30 fucking years.
I don't think that happens if Larry Fitz is still there.
No, that's what I'm saying, man. I know DeAndre's out for the rest of the year, but fuck, man, who's the offensive captain of this team? Certainly, it's not Kyler Murray, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
What's Can you imagine him as the team captain in the room, giving the fucking psych up speech, and everybody's on a knee and still at the same height as him? The fuck out of here, man. Not that
look at me in my eyes.
Yeah.
All of you.
I really like to do, but I'm looking down their skill position list. I mean, James Conner is the fucking elder statesman there, but that dude's got, it's a rough and tumble situation with Mr. Conner, right?
Like right.
Nobody would know who he was if Le'Veon Bell didn't leave Pittsburgh back in the day.
Yeah. That's not really someone that you look to.
I mean, they got Zach Ertz now, but he's new. Zach Ertz maybe next year becomes that guy.
But speaking of potential future Jake Paul opponents, Le'Veon Bell.
Oh,
yeah. Calling Jake Paul out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like how Le'Veon Bell's like, why don't you fight a real boxer like me? And everybody's like,
it's like, what?
Are you a fucking running back? What are you talking about?
We saw what happened with the NBA player. It's the same thing.
I mean, I trust Le'Veon Bell's skull more than Nate Robinson's.
Yeah,
Robinson I don't know shit.
Had only been training for that fight. I think Bell's got a little bit more combat sports experience.
Does he?
Yeah.
Did he grow up like a Golden Gloves boy or something?
Yeah, he was an actual boxer back in the day. But that's a long time ago. And you're
if he put more than 5 years in amateur boxing as a child, like through the 8 to 15 year old, and probably was just better at football, like going through high school. If he was one of those kids, I would give him a 1 year training. Or like a six-month camp.
6 months is probably
fine. To fight Jake Paul, I think he'd give him a run for his money.
Probably,
If he built those fundamentals early on in his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why every time there's an MMA versus boxing fight and it's boxing, the boxer has the advantage. I don't give a shit who the two fucking people are, because boxing is kata-based. It is not – you're not fucking coming up into your opponent's cage and then fucking just trying to guess what he's doing and then counter that. Because if you box like that, there's only one person that's ever really been able to do it. It's Floyd Mayweather, the best boxer of all time. Everybody else that's been great has been an offensive boxer, right? So if you know those katas, if one little signal, like the dude's hand drops like that the first time you faint, then you can fucking come in like you're going for the body and just come over the top with that hook and knock his ass out.
I think it's just dumb to go challenge anyone in their sport that's not your sport. Like, and I think it just comes back to wrestlers just being arrogant, dumb, like meatheads, just being like, "Oh, I'll go fight a boxer in a boxing match, even though I don't train boxing." Or
people don't do that.
Do a jiu-jitsu match against a guy I don't know what I'm doing. Like, it's just dumb blockhead wrestling. Like, I'm better than you for no good reason.
People don't do that in other sports. Can you imagine fucking like LeBron? Tech are tweeting Max Scherzer's a fucking bitch.
I'll take see his ass that, deep right please. Now.
That would be funny.
Shaq versus.
LeBron's like, I would have caught that ball.
An entire show with Shaq versus.
Yeah, but it was a joke.
Yeah.
And Shaq was honestly like, he's a specific body type for a very specific skill position in the NBA. Yeah.
I would take Shaq over pretty much any active combat fighter of any type.
Yeah, I would take Orlando Magic
in
Shaq.
MMA?
If there's no gi. Right, because I don't think the guy.
No, we saw this with James Toney back in the day.
James Toney is not Shaquille O'Neal.
So I guess the weight matters and the height and reach and stuff like that. But man, do you remember his punch that he threw on the court?
Yeah,
it was pretty sad.
It was weak. Yeah, I mean, look, he's Shrek, right?
Yeah,
it's just hard to take him down. Is what I'm saying. And I don't think the guys who had the ability to either knock him out or put him in a rear naked choke could get their fucking arm around his meaty head. It's like he's got a Thanos head.
He does have a big head.
Like when I first envisioned this, the first place my brain went was like Don Fry fighting some of those BJJ guys back in the day, or even fucking Hoist Gracie fighting what's his nuts, the big dude. Fuck, not Fry. Who was the other one?
Cups or no?
The other wrestler.
Which one?
He hangs out with Fry all the time now. I don't know what his name is, but either way,
talking about from the '90s.
Yeah, in the early 90s.
Yeah, I was born in 89.
So what?
I'm high. I can't remember these people. I know them personally.
Well, either way, that would be... He pretty easily fucking beat him.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah. I mean, it took him 20
minutes. Royce Gracie used to beat a lot of, like, giant 600-pound guys. There's a bunch of, like, crazy videos like that when UFC used to be a star.
No, like that huge, fat black guy in that one clip that always goes viral. Yeah,
but, like, honestly, that brings me to something.
No, instead, not Shaq.
That wasn't even Gracie.
No, no, gosh. Oh, okay. Instead of boxing, Shaq just decided to start a DJ. Like, it's doing the same thing. All these ex-athletes, like, need attention. Like, it's like, I need to be a commentator, and then I need to, like, go do something else and be, like, really good at that.
Yeah, because
like, Shaq gets booked at EDC now
as
DJ Diesel.
When you're the center of attention your entire life, and then that just goes away.
Yeah.
It's not good.
You're empty.
Yeah.
You have no more meaning.
You're saying there's this giant hole that you have to fill?
Yes. 100%. And with athletes, it's even worse because they also have a competitive hole, like a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
So they just need to fucking, like... They need to keep competing against people all the time.
I really like the word, competitive hole.
Competitive hole.
Life is about filling a hole.
I'm really enjoying
it. Yeah. That's fair.
One hole or another, you know? Yeah. This hole, that hole, these holes.
There's a little heat in there.
Speaking of Shaq's punch, I have this theory that whenever you watch a Superman movie and he's like a good fighter in it, that's bullshit. And it shouldn't be that way because he's been so superhumanly strong his whole life that he never needed to learn how to fight. So he should just be punching like this. Like he's still knocking people's skulls in.
Like he should
but
be
he punches.
Like
he punches like a weird like girl because he never had to learn.
Every NBA player that like hits bags punches like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Superman should punch like that too.
And that should be also a lesson.
That's,
if you
that's
are not
why
a...
when Batman had the kryptonite near him, he was beating the shit out of Superman.
If you are a professional, if you're a professional athlete, but you are not a professional boxer. Never post a video of you hitting mats because you will always be flamed online.
Yeah. Was it Stephen A. Smith who did that?
Everybody.
Stephen A. Smith has never played a sport in his entire
life. No, I'm pretty
life.
Sure. I think that was him hitting
mats. No, I mean, yeah,
mats.
He's tried it. I'm just saying you can tell every time he tries to dribble a basketball, he looks like Stanley Hudson from The Office in season 2. Remember how he dribbles with his hand behind his back like this?
I do like the balance arm behind you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. If my son pisses me off when he's learning basketball, I'm going to teach him to dribble like that with a straight face. Like, if he's just, like, a dick that week, I'll teach him to dribble like that just to go have him go in front of his classmates.
I saw this meme one time, and it was a Jewish dude, and he was like, I'm going to teach my kid. He wasn't really serious about the whole thing. He was like, I'm going to teach my kid everything wrong and weird about Judaism. Just, like, teach him the religion entirely wrong and then let him find out that it's wrong by introducing it to his friends. And they're all like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Wasn't there an entire Disney Channel original about how Jewish kids can't play basketball?
Ooh. Wait, what?
Someone Google this.
There is a basketball movie with like an Irish kid, but it was basically like
13th year.
It was like Teen Wolf meets Being Irish.
Right.
They should redo Three Ninjas, but with Jews. Right. That'd be fucking dope.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm misremembering, but
they take off their fucking
yarmulkes,
whatever, and it's a yarmulke still on there.
Oh man.
Or they take the yarmulke off and spin it.
It's called Full Court Miracle.
Oh boy!
Which means it's a miracle, I guess.
That's
that this,
racist as shit.
That this Jewish person was good, got good at basketball.
No, it's an entire team. I think Jewish kids.
Okay,
yeah.
By the way, they're finally good enough to be able to play a full court game.
It's like
that's
the
what
bad
this is
news, it's like the Bad News Bears of basketball, but they're all Jewish.
Right,
I think that's what it is.
What's the black swimming movie?
I can't go down that rabbit hole. That sounds like a dangerous path to wander down.
I mean, it was a lot of money.
Like we'll go bobsledding, but.
No, they did a swimming movie like 3 or 4 years ago about a team that like won a state title.
Mm. You know what we need to do? We need to have Adam Ray on and just go down the list of the best Jewish athletes of all time.
Sandy Koufax.
Hank Greenberg. Fucking 500 home runs.
A lot of baseball.
Oh, yeah, a lot of baseball, yeah. Yeah.
That's really...
Not so much basketball.
Yeah, top of your head, who's the best Jewish basketball player?
Dolph Schayes, probably.
Speaking of, you want to go best Jewish football player, we got to go back to Edelman, probably.
Maybe, I don't know. There's been a lot of anybody named Green and that's not a black person has got a high chance of being Jewish.
Was that Kansas City quarterback who, smoking a cigarette? Was he Jewish? What's his name? Lou, whatever.
I don't know who that is.
No,
you never seen the smoking.
If I can't remember him, it probably means
I can't think
God,
of
right?
very many Jewish athletes.
No, what's his nuts? The coach for the San Francisco Giants now.
Len.
That played for Boston. What's his name? The coach for the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, Gabe Kapler.
Gabe Kapler, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the fittest Jew, I think. Of all the Jews I've seen with their shirts off.
He's like Maccabean.
He's like,
right?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
He's, yeah, he got all the good DNA. he's the Arnold Schwarzenegger in that fucking thing. And Jerry Nadler in Congress is Danny DeVito.
So I Googled best Jewish athletes, and there are many lists.
Oh, there's a bunch. Yeah,
yeah, the one I'm
it's
on
good
right
clickbait.
Yeah, so the one I'm on right now has three black and white photos in a row, and then a race car driver,
Sue Bird.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah,
is
Mark
she Jewish?
Spitz.
Yeah. Mark Spitz. Yeah.
Ryan Braun. There we go. That cheating asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember in 2011 when Aaron Rodgers said he would give up his entire salary for the season if Ryan Braun was lying? I never saw any of that money.
Oh God, how can we forget Uke?
Lenny Kreisenberg
is not a great athlete.
No.
I would
Kevin
like
Euclid
to say.
Oh, Kevin Euclid. Yeah, he's good.
How can we forget Amari Stoudemire?
Nope.
Who is showing up on this list?
I mean, according to that Adam Sandler song, there's
is he one of the red wrists?
He might be Kabbalah, yeah.
What's his name? The fucking baseball player who
Rod Carew.
Rod Carew, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he converted.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts, but Hank Greenberg's probably the best because he's in the 500 home run club. Yeah. It's either him or Koufax.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think it's
those are number one and two. And then
I mean, because Koufax the only reason Koufax didn't have a longer career is because of the time he played.
Mark Spitz is three.
I'm dumb. It's fucking Goldberg.
Goldberg from
wrestling?
No. I thought you meant Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks, bitch.
No, he's got a crack addiction.
Yeah, no, but Goldberg from wrestling,
Wait, who's got a crack addiction?
Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, so he, like,
he
looks
bad.
Pull up the Goldberg from Mighty Ducks mugshot.
He wanted to lose weight, probably is what it is.
Right.
Because he was a fat shit.
Speaking of Ryan Braun, by the way, you know what the funniest part of his whole steroid bust was? It was that it accidentally revealed to the world that he had herpes.
Wait, Ryan Braun?
Yeah.
Because, what, somebody sue him for herpes or something?
So, it was some I forget how, but his steroid situation, like, accidentally revealed that he had herpes.
Did he, like, reveal his prescription or something?
It was something weird like that, like the medicine he was taking, and they're like, Ryan, there's only...
I was going to say, the guy from Purdue a few years ago, he's currently being sued because he gave a bunch of girls herpes.
Oh, yeah, Purdue basketball player.
That's why you should never get an STD test, because they can't prove you knew about it.
Right.
Yeah. True, because there's documentation of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
Oh, I showed Dan a second ago.
This is sad.
Come on, Nick. Get it together.
You got to go open image in new tab. If you click on the link, it's always fucked up.
Yeah, you guys.
Right click, open image, new tab.
There it is.
It's crazy what, like, eating will do.
Yeah, like, we're seeing it. We're seeing it live on camera every day.
Yeah. Oh, no, and he's right. Cut to it. Yep.
So on the right, that's Ross now.
Yeah.
And on the left was Ross 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Given Ross he was
slightly more Mexican 2 months ago.
Slightly more hair.
Yeah. We need to turn this guy's frown upside down. Where is he right now?
Well, he's good.
In jail.
Is he in prison?
No. He got out. That's actually him on the left is the after photo.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. This is...
Oh, he's recovered.
Yeah, he has recovered.
Oh, yeah, so we can easily make fun of him.
Real quick, before we get back to whatever this show is, let's get into some ads. First up, we've got Policy Genius. Policy Genius is the best place to shop for life insurance. You do it at policygenius.com/drinkingbros. Look, if someone relies on your financial support, someone you love, whether it's a child, an aging parent, even a business partner, you need life insurance. Dan knows his business partner almost died this year, but thankfully Ross had life insurance. Life insurance can give you the peace of mind that if something happens to you, your loved ones have a financial cushion to pay for things like rent, mortgage, you know, loans, education. It's not just about the present, it's about the future as well. Having coverage through your job is probably not enough if you do have someone who depends on you. If you're like 22, 25, even, you don't got a kid, you're not married, and you just take life insurance through your job, that's fine. That'll pay for your coffin. But if you really like, if you're living a real life, you're not just like fucking around in your early 20s, you need real life insurance. Most people need 10 times more than what their job would provide to properly provide for your families. Typical life insurance gets more expensive as you age, so it's smart to get a policy sooner rather than later. Head to policygenius.com/drinkingbros and answer a few questions about yourself. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. You can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. These are licensed experts that Policy Genius has that will help you understand your options and apply for a policy. The Policy Genius team works for you, not the insurance companies. They have no connection to the insurance companies. You can trust them to offer unbiased help and advocate for you at every step until you're covered. Policy Genius does not add on extra fees, no extra fees with them, and they don't don't sell your info to third parties. They're not a data miner or anything like that. They have thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped 30 million people, over 30 million people, I should say, shop for insurance. Again, head to policygenius.com/drinkingbros to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we've got Ghostbed, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They sell the best beds in the entire goddamn world. You need to go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros to get these beds today. Don't go to some dinky strip mall where some weird guy is going to sell you a bed that he probably sleeps on. You know, like those floor models at the mattress stores. Don't trust them. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They're running two huge deals right now. I'm going to tell you about them in order of the size of the discount. Both are large discounts. So the first one they're doing is a bundle deal. You get 40% off if you start out with one of their mattresses and the adjustable base, and you just add on from there. But you got to start with a mattress and adjustable base. But you can add on pillows, sheets, other mattresses, whatever you want. Whatever you want. You can toss anything in your cart, but if you do that, you'll get 40% off your entire order. That is a massive discount. But maybe you need to shop a little more a la carte. Maybe you just need one mattress. Maybe you just want literally one pillow. Maybe you need three mattresses, but you've already got the bed frame, so you don't need an adjustable base. That's fine too. With the promo code DRINKINBROS, you will get 30% off your entire order from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. These mattresses are cool too. They're awesome. They're cool, literally. They have cooling technology, but it's cool because they're also made in America. They have a 20-year warranty. You could try it 101 nights for free, and if you don't like it, you can send it back, and you can finance the mattresses as well. It's like $35 a month, zero down, 0% financing. You don't need great credit to qualify for that either. Cannot recommend them enough. Last but not least, we're talking about sports. We love sports gambling. Where's the best place to do that? It is the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's Christmas week, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NBA, has a gift that will certainly put you in the holiday spirit. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team and win $150 in free bets if they are, you know, victorious. Obviously, you don't win things when you lose. It's a great way to put some extra jingle in your pocket, but I promise you that DraftKings will not pay you in coins. They will give you money that you like to spend. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, which it might not be, your Christmas can still be merry. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes at DraftKings Daily Fantasy Basketball Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code BROS, that's B-R-O-S. Bet just $5 on any NBA team, and you could win $150 in free bets if your bet wins, if it's victorious. That's the promo code BROS, B-R-O-S, this Christmas at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required, one per customer. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, let's get back to the show.
So that should be, we should print this out and put the bottom picture, you know, or I'm sorry, the picture on the right on the bottom, and just fill it in until Ross reaches the appropriate weight.
Oh, that's funny. Like a little donation calendar, a thermometer. Yeah. Yes.
I'm down with that.
Mike Ritland's dog food is really good at, you can't get high from that, by the way.
Yeah, you can't get high from secondhand smoke. It would take you being like locked in a box, like just being dumped full of like.
I don't think he's worried about that. He's more worried about his eyes.
Oh, well, I'm not. So sounds like a personal problem for Dan.
Victimless crime.
Yeah.
It's a victimless crime.
There's no crime if there's no victim.
Yeah, because you're not a person.
The crime right now, especially in boxing, is that Canelo needs to fight Usyk at cruiserweight. And as of a week ago, Usyk said that he's down to do it.
No, Canelo's done a pretty good job of rehabbing his image, or are so many boxing fans new? Which one of those things is it?
What do you mean image? He lost to Mayweather because he was young.
I don't mean losing. I mean steroids.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
See, there you
go. They don't remember Canelo when he was 145 pounds, and now he's going to fight at 225.
Also, though, of all the sports, I'm fine with, combat sports makes the most sense for steroids.
I think all sports... Everybody should be on steroids. I think you should get kicked out of the league if you're not on steroids.
Also, doesn't just Mexican cattle have just it
was,
steroids.
It was
in
probably
them.
Poultry. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, people have, in the military actually have had that issue before. They are either from Mexico and immigrated here and joined the U.S. military or whatever the fuck, and they've tested positive for weird shit after coming back from vacation in Mexico, are going back to see their family. And people, like regular people who live in regular houses in Mexico, it's not like living in fucking Philly where everybody's a crackhead. No, they're just trying to stay alive down there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah, they're good people in Mexico.
Yeah.
Unlike Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, the steroids are just for the recovery anyway. But speaking of a sport that lets you get sauce to the gills, Combat Jiu-Jitsu Worlds for the featherweights was this past weekend, which is jiu-jitsu where you get to palm strike them in the face while you do it.
Okay, but you no longer lead the show.
You can be on the juice, though?
Yeah, you can be on the test.
How do you stay in the featherweight division on juice anyways? Like, you've got to try to not gain fucking muscle.
Yeah, and then you just cut it all out.
That's really unhealthy.
But the
that's what I want to do on steroids, cardio. Yeah.
The main event super fight of the evening was Donald Cerrone versus Craig Jones. In this super fight,
how much did Cerrone make for this?
Probably like $40,000.
I feel like we should
start
a
six pack.
We need to start a GoFundMe for Cerrone for like $30 million so he can take his family somewhere and enjoy his brain while it still works.
Right. To do that, he probably took a sixer of like PBR.
Yeah.
So they were both coaches on The Ultimate Fighter, and apparently Craig was talking a lot of shit to Donald. And then Donald was like, I can fight this guy. And if you know who Craig Jones is, and there's a few hardcore fans in the chat, he's probably one of the best grapplers in the world. He choked him out. Donald hit him a couple times, but pretty much it was a little playful back and forth, lasted about 8 minutes. You can find it on YouTube somewhere illegally, but it was pretty good. Okay. Pretty nice watch.
Mm, the Raiders and Browns are playing right now.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we had all those COVID games that are about that. I think the Eagles play on Tuesday.
Rams play Tuesday as well, yeah. I think.
I think there's a 5 p.m. and an 8 p.m. game.
Yeah.
Eastern.
Just perfect for the NFL.
Yeah.
And then you have all the bowl games, of course, going on. You have currently the Myrtle Beach bowl presented by Tax.
Whatever. Tax Slayer. Who gives a fuck? Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, I got something for you. I think that the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Called it.
And I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to leave and go somewhere with a built team already and maybe the Saints or somebody like that and win the Super Bowl again.
Oh.
I think he's going to win back-to-back in different cities for the first time in history. And maybe even back-to-back MVPs, too, because he's probably going to win the MVP.
You got to think he's the MVP.
Now that Brady's down a man, I feel like he's probably not going to be able to keep up numbers-wise. And we'll see what happens. There's still 4 games left for the Packers, too. But
do you think they can solve the situation? He seemed pretty happy after the game, way he was talking about the team, the organization.
No, I think he's just riding it out. I think he's the same way that Brady wanted to leave New England and go win somewhere else. I think that Aaron Rodgers really wants that as well. Winning another chip this year means he's one better than Favre, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll tie Favre for MVPs there as well. I think 4 for Favre as well.
Is okay. Right? Yeah, I don't remember Favre.
I think it's maybe he's already tied with Favre. I don't remember. But he'll have checked every box he can in Green Bay at that point. And they've treated him very poorly.
Yeah, Favre only got one.
Yeah, one MVP. Definitely only one Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think it was only one MVP.
You know what would be a good landing spot for him if he wanted to honestly do what someone else already did? Fucking Denver is a quarterback short.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. I know they traded Von Miller now, but like, still they have a pretty good like skill position set at receiver and shit like that.
Great defense.
Yeah, Favre was a 3-time MVP.
Oh, was he?
Okay. 95 through 97, so he won all of those years.
But I guess that kind of tells you, like, do you even pay attention to who wins the MVP like last few years?
I mean, it's,
I feel like it's such a non...
It's just whoever the best quarterback was that year.
Pretty much.
That's why not just make it the best quarterback award? Who cares?
Right. It should, at this point, it should probably be more akin to the Cy Young then, too.
Yeah. Raiders on the board already. 6 zip. Just scored.
Let's go.
Yeah, because this is an XFL game.
if that. This is going to be one of the least interesting games of all time, unless somebody dies.
Football, so it's possible.
What the fuck happened to that Chargers receiver?
I don't know.
He started to seize out.
Like, yeah. I turned on that game like 30 seconds after that happened.
And they kept going to him.
He was just on the ground like, whoa. And I was like, oh, dude, someone must have fucked him up. And then they finally show the replay. And he just, like, falls over.
Mm.
Which is scarier.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's way scarier.
Some neurological shit takes a minute to hit you, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Hopefully he's fine.
Joe Buck. I love Joe Buck, and I'll defend Joe Buck, and I think he gets way too much hate, but he deserved to be dunked on for what he said during that. Well, she was like, well, because this fucking guy is, like, literally on the field, like,
being wheeled out in the season, and I think he says something about, like, it is abnormally cold for California.
Maybe he's shivering. Maybe he's chilly. As he's just like,
oof. That's the Let's Go Brandon of the head injury.
Damn.
It's like, Joe.
Well, at least it wasn't Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he double doinked off the fucking turf there. It would have been way worse. Joe Buck was just trying to fill. You're trained to avoid dead air
right.
as much as possible. And you're like, oh, that's a lot of stupid shit comes out. Like Tom Brenneman. Right. Remember when he was just calling everybody gay or something?
He said it was one of the great fag cities.
Yeah.
And they never said what city he was talking about. And like the funniest part of that quote to me is just like, what could you have possibly been talking about?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably a good idea if you're on a network to not use slurs.
Yeah, maybe when you step into the building,
yeah.
you is just that, like let you keep those words out of your brain.
Is that the Reds?
The yeah, Reds guy, and then it's
apology.
The apology,
and that's a
yeah, he's apologizing.
A deep fly ball to right field.
Yeah, he was in Kansas City. Do you think it was a Blazing Saddles reference?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, could be. Who knows? We'll never know unless Tom Brenneman writes a book. If I did it, Which City's Gay by Tom Brenneman, and it's THOM, which should have shown you right there. You can't trust the guy.
No, not at all.
Why are you adding in fucking silent letters to your fucking name, asshole? It's
bullshit.
Whatever.
Absolutely bullshit.
Yeah. So, Rodgers and Favre both currently have 3 MVPs.
Okay.
So if Aaron wins a title and an MVP this year, he fucking owns not only the Chicago Bears, but also Brett Favre at this point, right? Then he goes somewhere else and wins again. Then he's, you know, now you're talking about what quarterbacks have left and gone and won another title elsewhere. Brady and fucking Eli Manning. Those are the only two I know about. Or Peyton Manning, yeah.
Yeah, and Peyton really didn't win that one.
No, he was like fucking 11 for 19 in that game.
He was a fucking corpse.
Yeah. So I mean, even still, like he did his job.
Yeah.
Like being able to swallow your pride and become a game manager at that point in your career, having been Peyton Manning this whole time, talk shit about him all you want about the HGH and shit, but he's a good dude. He seems like a good dude.
Right. Oh, wait. But you know who's gonna win the MVP this year? Jonathan Taylor.
Thomas? Maybe, man. I mean, if he had gotten off to a quicker start, maybe.
He's already, what, like 17, 18 touchdowns?
Yeah.
I think he just tied, or he just passed Edgerrin James for, like, the record.
When's the last time a running back won MVP?
With the Colts. So I know he tied. I think he's tied for the lead now for most touchdowns by a Colt.
Let's see.
That's not a quarterback, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. But, yeah, they beat the Pats.
LaDainian Thomas in 2006. And Sean Alexander won it in 2005.
Adrian Peterson won in 2012, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, so it was Peterson.
Let's see. Let's see his stats for 2012.
I mean, he almost broke the all-time rushing record.
2097 from scrimmage, 12 touchdowns. God damn, he was averaging 131 yards a game.
But did Chris Johnson not win one?
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2314 yards from scrimmage. 2097 rushing. Very impressive year.
Fucking Sean Alexander won a fucking MVP?
Yeah, it was the first year of their bullshit, right?
Yeah,
that was pre-Pete Carroll.
Yeah, no, that was when they played the Steelers and lost.
Yeah, they lost to Roethlisberger.
But it is more or less either the best or most exciting quarterback from that year. That's pretty much what it is.
I mean, yeah, this is all QBs.
Because Cam Newton in 2015 was not the best quarterback in the fucking league.
They were 15-1, and he was really good.
Yeah.
He was that year. He was so good that year, I still think he's good now.
Which he is not.
No, he's not. No, very much proven so.
Well, he doesn't have an arm. His shoulder is completely off his body.
Who had a bigger fall off, Cam Newton or Tyron Woodley?
Cam Newton. I'm going to go with Cam Newton.
Woodley's is like 0-6 in his last six fights.
Exactly. Also, bananas to me that the St. Louis Rams had 3 MVPs in a row from 99
three
to
different. Or, well, I guess Falk was.
Warner twice and Falk.
That year for Marshall Falk, isn't that when he got 27 touchdowns?
Yeah. They actually weren't that good that year because Warner was hurt a lot. They made the playoffs, but they were like a 9 or 10 win team. It was not.
Trent Green, right?
It was Tomlinson's year, 2006, when he had 27 touchdowns, right? Or 28, yeah.
Is Big Ben the best quarterback to ever win?
He has won.
He won his rookie season.
Oh, in 2009.
Five.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Now, the best quarterback to never win a title is Dan Marino and always will be.
Right. Yeah.
Because in this day and age, I don't know if you can have a career that good and not win at some point, right?
It'd be almost impossible.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Matt Stafford's probably coming up on that, though, right? If he doesn't win in the next 3 or 4 years, it's him and Dan Marino, right? Because I think Stafford, if he stays around, will probably, just because of the way the game has changed, will beat all of Marino's stat records, right?
A lot of people are passing Marino.
Not records, but like he'll break
his marks.
His marks, yeah. For sure, right? So
yeah, but I mean, Marino never had a Campbell Soup commercial, so who's really the best quarterback?
Marino was in fucking Ace Ventura, bitch.
Yeah,
that's way better. He got kidnapped by a dude or a woman with a penis.
Well, how many DUIs?
Dan Marino got to gag at seeing a penis tucked up under.
How many DUIs panties? Does Dan Marino have? Because my guy has two.
Who? Stafford?
No, McNabb.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a big McNabb fan.
My GOAT personally is 2003 MVP Steve McNair. I'm sorry. Yeah, 2003 MVP RIP. Steve McNair.
Yeah, Didn't Steve McNair's girlfriend shoot him in the head or something?
His mistress.
Wow.
Murder suicide.
Put some respect on that. He was cheating on his wife.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to leave anything out on his fucking hell entry roster.
Never cheat on somebody if the person you're cheating with is going to murder you.
Yeah, but I assume the sex right before that was just fucking fantastic. So
somebody needs to start I said this, somebody, Joel actually quoted it back to me this weekend. Or no, somebody posted it we had a quotes thing on American Party, I think.
Yeah.
On Instagram, like, hey, what's your favorite quote from the show? And one of them was mine. I think it was like, you want a girl to be crazy enough that she'll date. Hold on, I got to look it up because it's a really good line. Just a second.
It's interesting to me and totally random that Steve McNair died the exact same way Phil Hartman did.
Yep.
Fell asleep and the person he was having sex with shot him.
Well, God. What are you going to do, right?
Is that weird? I feel like that's how I'm going to go out. I'm going to be murdered.
Yeah, I mean, checks out with the person you're dating, but yeah.
I quit taking the supplements.
Here we go.
She's going to poison you.
Here's what I said.
For sure.
I want a girl crazy enough to let me come inside of her, but sane enough to abort that piece of shit kid.
Fair.
It's a fine line that you're walking.
Really, yeah.
It's the thin blue line, some might say. But that wouldn't make any sense.
It feels like a thin pink line.
Well, the thin pink line that shows up, that means you're having the kid, right?
I don't remember.
I thought the thin pink line was the line in between vaginal and anal.
I thought it was the iridium layer in the crust of the earth.
Oh. Mm. By the way, that line tears when they have a baby.
Ooh.
Nice.
So is there like a permanent seam between the pussy and
the
butt?
It's just a giant hole, right?
It does become a unihole, I suppose.
Oh.
Which I got to watch. That was fun. It's essentially like, imagine a fault line made of meat.
Why would you watch? Why
wouldn't you?
No.
You want to see the comeback. You see it at rock bottom, and then you got to see it tighten back up.
I think a fault line made of meat should be, you guys should start a band and call it that.
No. Clean and present me my baby in my hands, and then someone immediately take that woman to have vaginal reconstruction.
No, they sew her up immediately.
I don't want to see that kid until it can speak English.
They also shit themselves, right, when they had the kid?
No, she didn't poop.
Women's don't poop.
No.
Some do, but she didn't. I was waiting for that.
Women's don't poop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is something women you should expect to hear from
women who
a
are pregnant
like
and
this.
Give birth to a child poop, and also women who do ayahuasca in the jungles of Peru poop.
Yeah. For sure.
Speaking of which, if you need an NLP training.
What?
Go with ayahuasca. Never mind. Uh-oh. Go on. It's bad.
We're talking about who are those dudes? They're the veterans, right? Who were like, yeah, we take ayahuasca in the jungle for PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
We had them on like a while ago.
Yeah.
Were they talking about some chick shitting herself?
It's actually just the Christmas party for On It.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds about accurate.
They all just pass it around and wake up 2 days later.
I'm not sure. Opry's not really around much anymore. So.
Yeah, no, he kind of got forced out.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still shitting themselves.
I still see a lot of Porsches pulling up there every day because we're across the street.
Well, they still make money.
A lot of it, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need to get Andrew Craig back on the show.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
That's all I fucking got for today.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there is one interesting thing I want to say. In 1982, a kicker won the MVP in the NFL.
What? Last time a kicker won?
Why? That's the only time.
That's not literally the only time.
Why would a kicker win?
And I do not know what Mosley did for the Redskins in 1982. But
they probably
man.
Weren't kickers yet. He's the only guy who invented kicking the ball through the fucking uprights.
That's not true.
I'm being facetious.
Dude, no, I'm telling you, there was guys that kicked barefoot in the 50s.
Adam Vinatieri could have won 1 year, probably. Right.
I mean,
well, the playoff.
If they
did a playoff MVP, he probably could have won.
I mean, granted, usually the points leader every year is a kicker.
Yeah.
I think if a kicker was regularly drilling like 70 yarders, so essentially, if you get to the 50 yard line, you get points.
Was he the dude with no toes?
Give the kicker the MVP. Oh, with the flat, with the club foot.
Yeah. Maybe they gave it to him because he had a club foot.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Jim Thorpe probably won as a kicker, but he also played running back and quarterback.
Right.
He just is the only guy that knew how to kick.
Greatest Native American athlete of our.
Yeah. Also a war hero.
Yeah.
He so, might.
Well, to some.
He might legitimately.
Not to the Germans so much, but.
I was like, wait, what? That had to be World War I, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that's. Imagine you're in a trench, you've been fighting for like 3 years, and you think I can take this American, and then Jim Thorpe pops in.
Yeah, that's what we should start doing. All professional athletes should have to go fight our war.
Was he a wind talker?
It really wouldn't make sense to send J.J. Watt on a Bond tour, you know what I mean? Or like Miles Garrett. Like, they shouldn't be like at a stadium, like convincing you to buy bonds, and they're like kind of like in the military, but they're just wearing the uniform.
Like the Captain America bullshit?
Yeah. No, that guy needs to be jumping into a trench and killing the other side.
Yeah, I think so.
That's like Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart loved dropping bombs on Germans.
He did.
So did fucking Ted Williams.
Yeah.
Ted Williams was an ace.
I didn't realize this, though. He got all that in Korea.
Yeah. Well, no.
No, he didn't. I looked it up the other day. He didn't really.
He rejoined after, though. Like, he ran sorties in fucking World War II as well.
No. He didn't really. It was only in Korea. I thought the same fucking thing.
Wouldn't he have been in his 50s in Korea? Well, no. I guess he would be in his 40s.
No, he was still playing career.
That's what the mainstream media would let you believe.
Right,
but
right.
Jimmy Stewart and Ted Williams are both responsible for Dresden. So,
yeah, we
I can't speak to that. I mean, you're
no,
probably
what
right.
happened was Jimmy Stewart got drunk, got up in his plane alone, and just started dropping firebombs on Dresden.
Jimmy Stewart retired as a brigadier general of the Air Force.
Yeah,
weird.
Well, and I think you should lead us off. Just finish the episode with your Jimmy Stewart impression.
Oh, wait. No, there's John Daly and his son.
Oh, that's right.
Ruined Tiger Woods and his son's fucking.
And Charlie.
Like the whole. You're not going to hear about John. They're like, they just keep showing clips over and over of Charlie and Tiger playing. And it's like, oh, by the way, fucking John Daly won.
Right.
It's like whenever LeBron James is in a basketball game, he could lose by 60 points and somehow the story's about him.
That's the lead.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
I don't care if it makes me the most cliche white guy on the planet, but anytime I see like Tiger back, it just gets me pumped.
And the kid's actually pretty good.
Charlie's incredible.
I think he may have had a better match.
He was carrying the team. Yeah.
He was sinking putts left and right.
Yeah. He was putting it within like 3 feet.
Yeah.
Well, that approach on, what was it, 16? I don't remember what it was, but across the pond there, he hit into the fucking wind and like a perfect draw.
Lost the
really
ball.
Nice.
It's like, I have no idea where it is.
No. The one he hit onto the green, like fucking 10 feet from the cup.
He said, though, on mic, he's like, I don't know where it went. And he put it like 3 feet next to the cup. Yeah.
That pisses you off right there, right? Yeah. Is anybody that's ever tried to golf and has broken golf clubs because of how bad you suck, and this 12-year-old is like, oh, I think I fucked that up, hole. Fuck.
And it usually skips a generation because, like, I mean, Jordan's kids obviously clearly didn't live up to his name, but I don't think that'll be an issue.
It either skips a generation or the person is way better, like Fernando Tatis Jr.
Right.
Or Ken Griffey Jr.
If Charlie is 10 times better than fucking Tiger,
we're in trouble. Jesus
Christ. Yes. I think what Michael Jordan needs to blame the mom.
Yeah. I mean, it obviously wasn't him.
No. Yeah, exactly.
And those kids aren't even 6'6". What's the point? Like, if you're Michael Jordan, if you're out there and you're a professional athlete, you got to go Nomar Garcia para style, right?
You got to go fucking
Mia Hamm or whatever the fuck.
Totally
unfortunately,
agree.
All the great female athletes now are lesbians, so it's going to be hard to do that. But
always happen.
Always happen, yeah. Always happen.
You're saying Mia Hamm's a lesbian?
Yes.
Probably, yeah. Jordan's kids should have played baseball instead. I think that was their big attempt. They wanted to follow him in the basketball,
Marcus,
and they would have been better baseball players.
Marcus was fine, okay? He averaged like 20 points a game for UCF.
I was about to say, there's only one reason Dan's defending him, and it's because he played basketball for UCF.
I did once see him eat shit riding a longboard outside of Towers.
Yeah.
So he was not very coordinated, no.
No, he wasn't coordinated because he was playing for a fucking mid-major.
He also had goggles.
Like, he couldn't even...
You're never going to be a, like, a big-time basketball player with goggles.
Horace Grant is one of the best basketball players of all time. In he's going to be the next
James
guy.
Worthy. Oh, Kareem wore goggles.
Yeah, that's right. I was kidding about Horace Grant.
I meant
the other two are
Kareem. I meant now.
Okay, now, yeah.
The 70s don't count.
Rip Hamilton, he wore the opposite. He wore the mask. Eyes were open, but the rest was plastic.
But obviously, yeah, Kareem's the GOAT.
Yeah. So.
Rip Hamilton would be completely irrelevant in today's NBA. Like, he couldn't shoot the three for shit. But the mid-range, for sure. I mean, I guess you could... DeMar DeRozan does that to some degree still. But he's 6'7".
Yeah.
He's on the Bulls right now, and the Bulls are actually decent.
Yeah, they're weird.
Second in the East, I believe.
Weird.
It's weird that the Cavs are third in the East.
No, that's not. That's where they deserve to be.
Hey, I'm a...
No.
I don't know what that means.
No, do not... The Cavs need to not be an organization. They need to have had LeBron, had their run, brought him back, and they need to fall into obscurity like they should be.
I think that the Bulls have a decent shot at making a playoff run.
Yeah.
Because they're young.
It's a nice roster.
Relatively deep. I mean, Zach LaVine is out right now, but he is a fucking monster. And Vukovic is... he'll probably hurt somebody, mm-hmm. if anything, right?
I will say, though, with the Cavs, just going back to them, I am proud of Evan Mobley for carrying on the torch of going on a boat with white women that Kyrie Irving used to set. Because Mobley got COVID on a boat with a bunch of white women.
As any man should.
By the way, Kyrie's back. He's coming. He's finally coming back.
Well, he
is he vaxxed?
For away games.
No. They announced that he was coming back for away games, and the next day he got put in the COVID protocol. Yeah.
By the way, like Kyrie Irving, let's just be honest, he might be vaccinated for other things because his mom gave it to him back in the day. Mm. But there's a difference between what, which is like the Aaron Rodgers thing. Like Kyrie Irving now would like keep his kids from getting a polio.
He also said,
or getting a, what do you, like, what do you, what's like the boosters, like a measles.
Yeah. He said like, he would consider getting the COVID shot if it was vegan.
Great.
Yeah, I heard there could be shellfish from the people. Like, they could have shellfish on their hands and then, like, cross-contaminate shellfishness. Yep.
I look forward to his career going the Prince Fielder route, which is he stops eating meat.
Gets fatter.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you can eat donuts all day and be vegan, bitch, which is clearly what Prince Fielder did. He ate so much sugar that his fucking neck seized up and he couldn't play baseball anymore.
All natural.
No, that dude had, forget about the weight issue. Getting an injury like he got is 100% because he was consuming way, way too much sugar.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because the inflammation that happens around there, that thing never heals correctly and just keeps getting injured over and over and over again. You're a professional athlete. You're making like $25 million a year. Stop eating, you fat fuck. Jesus Christ, man. That's all you got to do. But Zion Williamson is...
Got him that far, though.
He's fucking 22 and he can't do it.
Yeah.
That dude gets hurt for like 3 months and he shows up weighing 60 pounds.
He was drafted by the wrong city. You can't just go to New Orleans and expect not to eat.
Yeah.
They should have sent him to Indiana.
Although, to be fair,
if he was a Pacer right now, Zion would be like 200 pounds.
Yeah.
I disagree. I actually think he'll get fatter in Indiana. Like, at least like he's
eating.
No,
it's only once a year at the state fair for those guys.
That's true.
That's it.
He's not going to Fuddruckers every day.
I didn't know Fuddruckers still existed until I drove past one the other day. I'm going to go.
They're actually surprisingly delicious.
Yeah, surprisingly, bitch.
It's good.
We all grew up in the 90s, except for this piece of shit.
I grew up in the 90s.
Did you?
When were you born?
91.
I think Delco is like fucking 10 years behind.
That's true.
Yeah. Pro move is just doused in nacho cheese.
I guess technically that means you grew up in the 80s, but... Yeah, that's right. That was my favorite thing to do as a child, was get a fucking half-pound hamburger and put whatever the fuck I want. It was the one time I got to be free. As a fucking child and make some decisions about my own life without judgment. I could show back up with a bowl full of fucking nacho cheese and people are like, oh, fucking Fuddruckers, man.
Wait, damn, now I want Fuddruckers.
I didn't even realize. Billy Donovan's the coach of the Bulls?
Yep.
Huh.
Speaking of coaches, who just got a job? Mark Kotze is the new A's coach.
Really?
Manager?
Manager. Really? Right,
yeah. How long till Urban, or not, what's his name, gets a new job?
Urban? Urban.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until he gets another job.
I understood your finger bang reference.
Never. Yeah. Never. He should never get another coaching job.
No one should. You're insane.
Now, if you're a fucking player coming into college, I guess you could make the decision that, he's a piece of shit, but we'll probably win some games because he's not a bad college coach. But seeing how he treats people when nobody's watching, That guy's a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah.
What if he coaches private high school Texas football?
Yeah, I got to go the Art Briles route, yeah. Essentially. Just coach a high school team. And
I mean, that's what Sean Payton did in his year off, right? That's what the stupid movie's about?
Yes.
He covered up mass amounts of rape, like Art Briles.
No, but he did try to injure, like, adult human beings his entire life was.
That was Greg Williams.
Yeah, but he was there.
He was complacent.
Complicit. And complacent. Yeah.
Oh, 30 to 10 now, Tulsa.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you'll probably get, well, is it a parlay?
Yeah, it was 14 and a half.
And but no, it's a parlay?
You got time. Old Dominion's got the ball. They're on the Tulsa once, or they're about to score.
Oh.
It's second and goal, so they'll at least get a fucking field goal here.
Okay.
You're all right.
But you're still outside of the... If they get a touchdown and a fucking extra point here.
Need a tutty.
Are there any, before we get out of here, any dumbass bowls you're excited about?
No.
Like...
Not at all. I don't think any of them should even exist, to be honest.
We play Florida December 23rd.
Yeah. So. Mizzou takes on Army in 2 days. Fuck the troops.
That reminds me of an old Bill Hicks joke. He used to say, I've always found myself in the unenviable position of being for the war but against the troops. Which I thought was really fucking funny.
And touchdown, Old Dominion.
I was a troops at the time, so. 17-30-17, so there you go.
Just need to cover 14.
They just need to fucking hold.
Hold the door.
Hold the door. All right, that's all I fucking got. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Bye, everyone.